This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Zimbabwe opposition leader Nelson Chamisa held a press conference Friday following the release of the official results from Monday's presidential election. He took exception with the government's response to protests and the loss of life of six people.
You don't give bullets, tanks, guns to those who have voted for you. You give celebration and jubilation. But if you go around the country, you will find that there is no jubilation, there is no celebration. If anything, today is a day of mourning.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa called the contest a free, fair, and credible election, as promised, an unprecedented flowering of freedom and democracy. The opposition has rejected the results. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Singapore. Economic opportunities in the Indo-Pacific region and security are a major focus of his visit.
Our economic engagement has created hundreds of thousands of jobs on both sides of the Pacific. ASEAN is the number one destination for U.S. investment in Asia, and ASEAN member states have increased their investment in the United States by over 1,300% between 2004 and 2016.
He said the United States is also working with ASEAN member states to counter the threat of terrorism and violent extremism in the region. Pompeo started his Southeast Asia tour on Thursday in Malaysia. Officials said two suicide bombers attacked a Shiite mosque in eastern Afghanistan during Friday prayers. The attack killed at least 29 people and wounded another 81. A spokesman for the governor of Paktia province said the heavily armed attackers were disguised in the all-encompassing burqas worn by conservative Afghan women. They opened fire on a private security guard outside the mosque in the city of Gardez before setting off the explosives. No one has immediately claimed responsibility for the attack. This is VOA News. Friday, China announced